Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Governor Cuomo is threatening to revoke National Grid's license in 14 days if the utility does not turn on the gas to 1,100 customers.
National Grid's refusing to serve new customers in retaliation for the state's refusal to approve a new pipeline.
Governor Cuomo is on our WCBS Newsline. Governor, why threaten the drastic step of revoking National Grid's license?
Because National Grid has been abusing the people of the state of New York. Thank you for having me. Just a little clarification on your setup. The National Grid has basically refused any new customers, and they're turning off the gas for about 1,100 existing customers because they have no additional supply. Their basic franchise, the law says that their number one obligation is to balance supply and demand. Now, National Grid wants approval to build a pipeline, which would secure their franchise for about 15 years. New York State would have to approve it. But by the way, New Jersey would have to approve it, and Pennsylvania would have to approve it because it comes from Pennsylvania into New York. You need to get all those states to approve it and then hope you don't have any litigation and hope you don't have any construction problems. So it's a very speculative option at best. And there are other options to bring in gas besides the pipeline, and to put on a moratorium where you're basically extorting New Yorkers, in my opinion, you either approve my pipeline or I turn off your gas. We're not going to tolerate it.
If you did decide to revoke National Grid's license, Governor, how would that work? Would service be disrupted while you find a new utility?
No, look, they talk about corporate abuse. I was former Attorney General of New York. You get these corporations that are so big, they think they're too big to fail, and they can do anything, and they can trample people's rights. Utilities, National Grid, Con Ed, by the way, I've had the same conversation. They don't have a God-given right to the franchise. They have a given right by the people of the state of New York. And if they don't meet those obligations, we can go out and hire a new utility. We have a number of utilities all across the state, all across the country. Any of them would love to come in and provide the service. So they do have competitors. And again, they're licensed by the state as long as they do their legal obligation and are serving the people of the state. If they get where they are now, where they've declared a moratorium, no new housing, no new development, turning off power for 1,100 customers until they get what they want, which is a pipeline that nobody's approved, they've gone too far, and it's abusive. And I'm not going to allow the consumers and the citizens of New York to be held captive by a utility company that is just serving its shareholders when I represent the citizens of the state. It's not going to happen.
Governor, you mentioned Con Ed. You've talked about pulling utility licenses before. It hasn't happened. How serious are you about yanking National Grid's license in 14 days?
This serious. If they do not present a plan that ends the moratorium, that actually provides gas to the people of the city and Long Island, I'll commence those proceedings in 14 days. I am as serious as a heart attack. This is a lot of baloney. The pipeline was not the only way to bring in gas. You can truck in gas. You can barge in gas. You can do a liquefied natural gas facility. There are other ways to do it. They want to do it their way, which guarantees their business franchise for 15 years. I get the pipeline is in National Grid's interest, but I'm not interested in the shareholders of National Grid. I'm interested in the people of the state. And to declare a moratorium when they knew there were other ways to bring in gas, it is just abusive. Now, long term, we do have a gas supply issue. And none of these options are good. The environmentalists are against the pipeline. But the alternative will be trucks, and there'll be people who are against trucks, and there'll be people who are against barges, and there'll be people who are against an LNG facility. So especially in this day and age, you know, nobody wants any imposition. But give us the options. Let us decide the best option. But don't turn off the gas because you didn't get your way, which is what they're doing.
Governor, if we may, on another topic, your push for quality of life issues in the subway, hiring 500 new MTA cops. There have been protests in recent days over the crackdown on fare beaters, the woman trying to sell churros out of a shopping cart without the proper permits. What do you say to those activists who have been protesting this this crackdown in the subways?
Yeah, we need a little common sense in the city of New York, right? We talked about hiring more police in the subways months and months ago before any of these recent incidents. Why? Because the subways, there's a perception that the subways are unsafe. Number of robberies are up. 2,000 transit workers assaulted. One this past weekend, a bus driver. Viral videos of criminals beating old women on the subways. We've spent a lot of money to improve operation of the subways. The subways also have to be safe. So to say we don't need police in New York City, I think that's just an extraordinarily absurd statement. Now, what is happening is the relationship between the police and the community is frayed and is stressed. That's true, and that's a problem. The police need respect and trust from the community, and the community needs to respect and trust the police. That's where we're having an issue. But to say we shouldn't have laws or everybody should interpret their own law, I'm old enough to remember the city in the bad old days. And I remember the subways in the bad old days. And when it starts to go bad, it goes bad first in the subways. And if you look at the increase in robberies, look at the increase in attacks on transit workers, it is frightening. And that's what the police need to address. And let's be honest and address what this is really about, the relationship between the police and the community. And that's the first order of business for this new police commissioner, because it is very bad. And it's as bad as I've seen it in a long time.
New York Governor Andrew Cuomo, thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.